exclusive from MalawiChoose.com.
Listen, you would definitely be surprised to receive this letter from me, and so would Lily. It is like the sound of a bell deafening the ears of the hearers. To really go through what has been inked on this paper, you need more than what your senses can fathom. Let me begin by saying, I adore you, my lovely little princess. It's amazing to have such an earthly wonder, a bright spot of nights when they get darker. I have heard how men crave for sons than daughters, a bit with a hindsight and lack of focus. For a daughter is much as more equal, pound to pound, worth for worth, as a son. Aren't they both gifts from above? This piece is a peep into the future. You are nowhere near your existence, but I've already birthed you in my mind. A thought of you learning and hugging me, an every day's embrace to a massive warm welcome, a heart joy filled like a king's banquet highly billed, so important to me as if around you my life was built. Lately, eruptions of high anticipations have been on my neck. In my usual still ambience, as I read the newspaper on our veranda, the bells singing beautifully in the mango tree, on the green glass, playfully I hear your cluttering laughter, just like your mother's. A messy playground, books torn, debt stuck to your school uniform, drawing wrath of your mother's laundry nightmares. I remember your first audible words, Mama. You see, she's amazing like you. I know you have not been in purse terms lately, but she truly loves you. Now, as you grow, I will surely not be afraid to give you a piece of my mind. For I have been through a lot, and I know when someone is being cheeky. I would not entertain any tales with the bells, be honest with me. Have boys started getting to you? You see, you really have to be frank, because I know what girls in the hostels are told. So I don't want you to go around at school and teachers saying you were not properly taught. I don't want you to be intimidated by anything. I believe you work hard in class to pass with flying colors and make sure you keep the grades floating above the waters. Life will throw so much in your face, but you have no reasons to cut corners. Hard work pays, but for a woman, it even gives a bonus. Above all, I need you to grow up fearing the Lord, your God. If I could jog your memory, tell a bit of your history, you would agree with me. Whatever you went through, the times you were sick, the times I failed to pay your school fees, the time your mom wanted to leave, we didn't bring it all back to a standing of our own wisdom and strength and diligence. It was God. You no longer crow. But as you grow, you have to know, life is not easy. You reap what you sow. You can never be joyful always. There is also sorrow. You may think you know everything about today, but someone above knows about your tomorrow. I won't be the dad that will follow you everywhere like pigeons on breadcrumbs. There'll be times you feel close but not able to reach me. Still, I want you to emulate godly characters. Ever heard of Proverbs 31? About a virtuous woman? The kind of woman that never does her things on a bandwagon? The kind that is more precious than jewels? Valued above the rubies and the pearls? A maker of her home, trusted and relied upon? A woman who does not monkey around but her husband she makes proud? Nanga malumwanana zimpaka na mzate yese manyazi. Naomi, I am not saying you have to be perfect, because none is. Many who wanted failed miserably, but I want you to try. On your future, I'll let you choose your own. You encounter challenges over the things you believe in, but it's safe to say that's what it is like in this world we are living in. You'll never always find it easy. You will fail sometime, and you will conquer too, sometimes. Me and your mom are humans. We won't be perfect always to you, but I can promise nothing but the best. Now, as I flip these papers and put some more ink on them, Let me finish by saying thank you for a dream. A dream I cherish. For without dreams, then we would all rather hope for nothing. You see, we all have shared dreams with people who ended up leaving us on the path. Some who didn't just believe in the dreams. Some who weren't even supposed to tell in the first place. Of all errors we have made over our pursuit of our dreams, we should never ever think our dreams are out of place. They are still real. But then, this is not about me. It's all about you. So I just can't wait for you to come home. Just can't wait. Yours sincerely, Father in Waiting. Apatsa Psalms.
From MalawiChoose.com, another one.